The service that allows police to detect where gunshots are being fired in the city of Syracuse is up for renewal. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, ShotSpotter is assisting police with investigations, but also driving up the statistics in one area of crime.
First Deputy Chief of Police Joe Cecil says in almost every category, most crime in the city of Syracuse is down, except for shots fired.
They're off the charts because we didn't have this technology before, and we were relying just on the residents to call it in. So now that category is higher, and we have to respond to each one of these because we don't know whether it's an actual person hit or not.
The ShotSpotter service started last year, and in that time, the number of shots fired calls the department received went up by nearly 200, from 239 calls last year to 434 calls this year. The service relies on acoustic sensors set up around the city that can pinpoint where a gunshot occurred down to a 5-square-foot area. Cecil says the service has helped police get to a scene faster and locate handguns left by a shooter.
Many times you can't tell where that shot came from. It's up the street, it's over there, it's behind my house. So it is because of ShotSpotter pinpointing the exact location that we were able to find the handguns.
It will cost the city of Syracuse more than $250,000 to renew the service for another year. City councilors expressed interest in expanding the service beyond its current 3-square-mile radius. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.